This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, everything's actually on schedule this week, so I don't have to give any excuses. So let's just kick off the week and let's start talking with podcaster and writer Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Welcome back to the week, Bill. We have so much material. My goodness.
Please.
Look at it. We've got death squads from socialist governments shooting unarmed civilians in Venezuela. We have the Chinese police rounding up political protesters in Hong Kong and shipping them to the mainland. Can we do something nice, easy, and not too stressful, like talk about how guns save lives here in the USA for a minute before we dive into the deep stuff?
Most certainly.
So this is easing into a Monday. I just did a podcast of self-defense gun stories. My guest instructor was Amanda Suffacool. I want to jump into a story that's both frightening and heartwarming. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're on your way home after work. The sun's setting. Your teenage daughter gives you a call. Not unusual at all. Honey, what's for dinner? Mom, what do you want? No, it's not that call. Your daughter says two strange men have been knocking at the doors, checking all the windows. What should she do? Honey, go hide in the back bathroom. Lock the door. I mean, the doors and windows to the house are already sealed. But that's one hammer blow away from strangers being in your house. You have a separate cell phone. You also call police while you're talking to your daughter. And to no one's surprise, you drive faster. Also to no one's surprise, the police say, oh, ma'am, I wouldn't go inside. You don't know what's in there. And Bill, I can anticipate your response. Don't worry, son. I'll take care of this part myself. Now, this is where mom is really dialed in. Opens the door, walks the shortest path to the bathroom, knocks on it. Honey, are you okay? Yes, I'm fine. Okay, let me see you. Okay, good. You're okay. Close and lock the door. I'm standing here till the police arrive. They can check the house. Hey, plus.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. On the other hand, it's real easy for someone to go, someone doesn't belong in my house. You know, oh, stop. Because the one thing you care about is your daughter. Every step you take there, from there, being in front of her, exposes you to risk, and you can't afford to lose. Geez, that's a time to slam on the brakes. It's probably a good idea to talk to the dispatcher, too, so the cops don't barge around the corner and see you holding a gun.
Yeah.
But awesome.
You get to back up against the door. Nobody can come up behind you if you're taking up a station right there. And I would imagine there was a hallway, or she was in a hallway, unless it
typically
was just off of a room. Yeah. So
absolutely typical. And it makes it really hard for the aggressors. they're going to come down a hallway against someone who's sitting there with a gun? Mm-mm. Bad bet.
Yeah, in the military, but, you call that a kill box.
Absolutely you do.
Yeah.
But for civilians, oh, by the way, halfway through this story, the daughter goes, Mom, I just heard them break the back window. Yikes. They'd already run away. But hey, this was Florida. Hurricane Alley. How about some security film on the outside glass? Now here's an idea. It's awesome you called the cops. How about just talking to your neighbors? Hey, my daughter's frightened. Would you come over and frighten the knuckleheads away? Because one, or better yet, two neighbors who come over are better than the cops 10 or 15 minutes from now. And it says teenager, but we don't really know how old she is. Look, there's a huge difference from an immature 12-year-old to a squared-away 19-year-old. I mean, a squared-away 19-year-old could have been the responding officer. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. But what we don't see very often is parents having these hard discussions with their kids. And at some point, is a 19-year-old, in lots of states, she's old enough to have go buy a firearm of her own. And not necessarily one that she'd conceal carry yet. Some yes, some states no. But I'm thinking if my daughter were tucked into the corner of a bathroom, Ruger 10/22, great point and shoot. You want to put a laser on it? Either way, it's not like we're talking about aimed fire at 150 yards. Nobody's getting to her. So there's so many great solutions if we'll think about them and have those conversations with our family.
So you would go with the Ruger 10/22?
A possibility. You know, if Dan Roberts, whose daughter is Cheyenne Roberts, she's a competitive shooter. You could throw anything at that 14-year-old. She'd do awesome. It depends on the kid, doesn't it?
Well, I'm just thinking about coming around a corner. I would want something a little shorter indoors.
Okay, but I'm think again, this is purely defense. She's
right.
She's bunkered into the back of a room, and it has great point and shoot features, right?
Yes, it does. Absolutely, it does. Yes, sir. I see your point.
We've got about
2 minutes, a little less.
Yeah, about 2 minutes. Let me toss another good story out. This one is in Memphis, Tennessee. You just walk out of a store. It's late at night. You needed something. And as you get close to your car, there's a guy sitting in it. You shout from, hey, get the hell out of my car. Oh, someone in a nearby car, turns out to be the getaway vehicle, sticks a gun out the window and shoots at you. Glass breaks behind you. That's a wake-up call. You move, draw, and shoot at the SUV that was shooting at you. It starts to leave your used-to-be carjacker, runs out of your car, dives into the getaway car. Everybody drives away. To no one's surprise, one of the wounded robbers in the black SUV shows up at a nearby hospital. But what a different situation from the one we just talked about. First, the first one, no shots fired. And I could imagine a teenager defending themselves with a 10/22. Look, if somebody comes through the door that's not my mom and it's not wearing a police uniform and hasn't talked to me before, I'm going to shoot him. In this case, no warning, middle of dark, you had to be concealed carrying, you had to present from concealment, you have to shoot in the dark, probably on the move. A much more difficult problem. Oddly enough, you didn't have time to worry about it. The adrenaline surge will happen later. Wow. Wow.
All right, you hang on right there. More from Rob Morris when we get back. More self-defense gun stories. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are kicking the week off with some self-defense gun stories with Rob Morse. What else did you examine, sir?
Well, Bill, what I was struck with in those stories, and I've got a few more I want to go into. The other one's a bit more humorous, not from self-defense gun stories. This is the story of John Q. Average. This is a mom on her way home. Here's a guy leaving a grocery store at night. Thousands of us do that every time. Unfortunately, they had an extraordinary situation, and they rose to the occasion. Now, if they think ahead of it, if they think about it a little ahead of time, their odds of doing the right thing go way up. Oh, the SUV's across the parking lot. You've got a broadside shot? Don't take it. It's not a threat. Oh, I saw a kid running out of my house. Don't shoot at him. That's not the issue. You want to save your daughter. Your emotions can get the best of you. Thinking about it ahead of time, staying focused on the task. Look, I want to get to safety. I'm probably headed back into the grocery store I just left. Look, my daughter's safety is paramount. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to talk to the police so that they don't shoot me when they see somebody with a gun standing in the home. Great ideas. Just give it some thought. Well, you know, for that matter, as you read through your local newspaper, and occasionally you'll see a story like this, think about what you do. Better yet, you're driving with your daughter. Honey, what do you think we should do? Get her opinion, because ultimately it's what you do together that matters. Just to make that last story complex, Bill, you and Kim are walking out of the store late at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've talked about it, you're unbeatable. If you haven't, things can get pretty complex pretty fast.
Well, I think she knows what's probably going to happen. The thing is, though, you know, it's when we're trying to figure out what we're going to do in a certain situation, like when we were at, Tactical Response, right. Jaeger was out there saying, I will do just about anything to keep from having to shoot somebody.
Right.
But the problem becomes, where do you figure out they're going to go with this? If they're trying to carjack you, are they just going to be happy with your car? Okay, get out of your car, take your family members with you, and go. Okay. If I had some sort of a written warranty, that's all you wanted, here's my car.
Right.
But I don't have one of those. So, you know, on the one hand, while I should do anything I can to not get in a gunfight, at the same time, I don't know where that stacks up. So probably due to certain mitigating factors that I have, which is like this divot in my chest, which takes the right. Possibility of being imminent, you know, very badly bodily harmed, I'm probably going to have to go at the very least a presentation.
Right.
Give them a choice. Give them a choice. If they make one more move, one more step in my general direction, well, okay. Now I got to go loud. So.
Well, and people are shooting at you in
yeah.
the parking lot. You and I want a car between us and the attacker, but lots of parts of cars are just concealment. They're not cover. And now I've got people. I've got two people I worry about, a guy in my car and this other SUV. If I actually duck down, it can move. I can't see it.
Right.
Wow, that gets very complex, very fast, and everything changes. If it's my daughter and I, if it's my son or my wife and I, and we're walking out, oh, wow, I'm less likely to maneuver. And like you, I'm more likely to go loud because I don't want to get flanked and us get killed. So many things that you don't have time to think about.
Nope.
But before we jump, I've got a Merry Christmas story. This is out of Michigan. and I bet you saw it already. There's this guy who's a combat reenactor, and he's playing an online game, and somebody starts beating on his door and won't take no for an answer. The guy's all, "Hey, stop it." He's yelling. The intruder's not having it, kicks down the door. Well, the hobbyist turns away from playing video games, picks up his battle axe, and goes to work.
Okay.
Not too many impacts with the battle axe later. The intruder goes, "Oh, that was a bad plan," and runs away. But the intruder has got all kinds of heavy gash wounds. There's blood all over. These guys had quite the little melee. The defender calls the cops. Real easy for the police and police dogs to follow the blood trail. But this guy, it looked like a bachelor had played a lot of video games and not cleaned the place up. But having a brawl in the middle of almost any place makes it look that way. Wow. So, axe one, unarmed intruder, zero.
Yeah. I almost never hear about self-defense stories with a battle axe. Is this going to be a new podcast, self-defense battle axe stories?
I think it is, and I really like it. Well, but then there's this other story where a guy, it's the wintertime, lots of people are cutting firewood. Some intruder steals a guy's axe, comes in. Similar story, "Don't come in, I'm here, please." Guy takes the axe to the door and walks in on a shotgun. And his eyes get real big, and he goes, "Oh, that was bad tactics." Drops the axe, goes back out the broken door, runs with his life. No shots fired. Wow.
Well, that was smart.
The power of 12-gauge intimidation is real.
Well, it was a smart second choice. First choice, not so smart. Second choice, quite smart.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, of course, Rob's first choice is to either write or podcast. And when he's writing, he's starting off at Slow Facts WordPress blog, where it then goes from there to ClashDaily.com. It goes from there to AmmoLand.com. It just goes out. It just goes out everywhere. It shows up in all kinds of places. Then there's the podcasts, The Police Society, which is the ensemble podcast, and Self Defense Gun Stories, which is his podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's considering submitting written testimony to the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry. The president tweeted that he did nothing wrong and is thinking about written testimony in order to get Congress focused again. As for if this is a good idea, Republican Congressman from Arizona, Debbie Lesko, tells Fox News.
Well, I'll leave that up to the president, but I would say it's not a very fair process to this point. So I think it would be kind of risky because, you know, Adam Schiff just isn't fair and Pelosi isn't fair. This whole process hasn't been fair.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's very proud of the changes in U.S. policy on Ukraine.
We've delivered in a way that the Obama administration has not delivered on Ukraine.
The Secretary of State also says there was no nefarious plot to replace Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Reformation line. Providence, Salute, the militia line. I mean, it just goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking with Rob Morse. I have no idea where we're going. This is the fun part of coming back from the break. Where are we going now, sir?
Well, we talked about how just a little bit of preparation makes such a huge difference in our defense. Unfortunately, there was a school attack in Santa Clarita, California. I've driven through Santa Clarita dozens of times. It's at the north end of the broader L.A. Valley. Two valleys intersect there. You can go north over the Grapevine on 5. You can head east into the desert. And oddly enough, an Asian, not a white male, a young Asian man, a student, took a .45 and shot his classmates. He doesn't look to have been a problem kid. He was a Boy Scout. He ran cross country. His dad died last year, heart attack. We don't know what was going on all of with his family situation. And then this young man took his own life, shot himself in the head. Unfortunately, this was a gun-free zone. The attack was over in 16 seconds. Two police officers were at the scene. dropping off their own kids. They charged toward the sound of gunfire. It was already over, even though they themselves arrived mere seconds later. But they had some tourniquets. They had some medical training. They saved lives. Thank you. One of the a choir teacher had a med kit and a stop the bleed training. She packed a lower abdominal wound. She took care of a through and through on a shoulder, kept another kid from bleeding out, and then got them to where EMTs would quickly take them for treatment. Someone, I thought, made a brilliant comment, and that was that in Connecticut, those two police officers would be charged with felonies for bringing a firearm onto school grounds. Can you imagine? You're a police officer off duty, dropping your kid off to school. You have your service weapon with you. You may even be in uniform on your way to pull your shift, and you hear gunshots coming from the school. You charge into it. Nope, not allowed in Connecticut. Our gun laws in this country are really crazy. Does anybody anywhere on the planet think that stopping police officers from responding to a school shooting makes us safer? But again, some politicians sold it to some headline surfers. Really, really dangerous.
In California, until recently, a concealed carry permit holder could carry a gun into a school, couldn't they?
Onto school grounds. I don't know if they could, through the parking lot to drop your kid off.
Well, I mean, they didn't have to worry about that 1,000 yards or 1,000 foot nonsense or anything like that.
Right, they did not. Some schools in California actually had armed school staff volunteer, virtually like the FASTER program. I'm not sure about the qualification standards they used. These were several schools that were right near a state prison. And the sheriff said, look, if there's a problem from the prison, I don't have enough guys to look for an inmate and make sure all these schools are sufficiently secure. And the state legislature said, too bad, so sad, your problem not allowed. On the other hand, then the sheriff said, yeah, I tell you what, don't come here and try and enforce that. So I think it's a bit of a don't ask, don't tell right now. I don't know which side actually won.
Well, this is the thing, and we know this. Where they allow teachers to arm up, we don't have these kind of things happen. Right?
We don't. Right?
We don't.
Isn't that it? Yeah.
And, I mean, if you want to do something, I mean, this is 20 years now. It's been 20 years since Columbine. And we still haven't. Everywhere else, wherever something like this happens, like the 19, what was it? What was the shootout with the cops in California with the bank robbers and everything?
Right, the Hollywood Bank. Right.
Yeah, I don't remember when that happened, but since then they have segued from shotguns to having patrol rifles.
Right.
So they can engage something like that now, where they don't have to go to a gun shop and borrow one. Which is right. What they had to do during that. We haven't had any more skyscrapers with planes parked in them. We take steps every time something happens to keep that from happening, and we do it coast to coast, border to border, except for school shootings. We haven't done it. There has been nothing done about it. And this is the thing, because we now have evidence indicating that armed teachers are very effective at preventing this from happening. Nobody comes. Nobody shows up. Nobody challenges them. Where they're not doing it, it's not the NRA that's at fault there. It's their local politicians that are allowing that to happen. I'm sure the teachers in every school, I'm sure there's enough teachers in every school that would say, yes, I will carry a gun and I will defend this school. I'll defend my students. I'll defend myself.
Isn't that fascinating? If you ask teachers, I've had several say, oh, no, we don't want to do that. I go, all of you? And they stop for a minute, and I go, you understand that teachers are three times more likely than the average citizen to want to carry on campus because they care so deeply about their kids. They called them my kids.
Yep.
Now, concealed carry is only 10 to 15%. I think it was 30 to 35% of teachers said, gosh, if we're going to do this on my campus, yeah, I want to be part of it. But it was fascinating that the med treatment was allowed in California and that that had a huge effect. I mean, Georgia, I think every school in the state has now had a stop the bleed training. That's awesome.
Well, it would be much from the standpoint that they if all they're doing is medical treatment, medical care, trauma training,
right.
you got to stop the you got to disrupt the pattern in the rampage
yes.
attack, and
right.
that also shortens how many people you're going to have to render trauma aid to.
Yep.
But you know one thing that I haven't seen, and you and I have seen this at these two ranges we've been to together. Do they have special, you know, do they think about helicopters landing there to pick up students and stuff like that? We don't, you know what, we're coming up on the break. We're coming up on the break, and we'll talk about this when we get back, just simply because it's a question worth asking, and Rob is the one that would, if he hasn't looked into it yet, he will. And you can find his stuff at Slopax WordPress blog or the podcast at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, all kinds of different places. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Rob Morse. And this is the interesting thing, Rob. Now, we're told by the gun grabbers that, like, when Parkland happened, we were told, and every news outlet out there, because they're all so intellectually lazy, repeated the stat that 18 of these rampage killings had happened in schools, right? And yet, right, they don't practice anything like landing a helicopter in the middle of a quad to airlift some students out of there. They don't practice. I know some schools have active shooter drills.
Right.
But even now, the students, and I, you know, everybody talks about the students being traumatized by the active shooter drills and some of the stuff they do with it. But do you think they ought to be doing more if they really believe that there's active shooters that happen, you know, two or three times a week?
Absolutely. And you probably don't really want to conduct those exercises while students are present. So you rent the marching band for the weekend. Say, guys, you're working, you know, to get ready for a presentation you're doing at a football game. Come here. We're going to use you as victims. And then the EMTs figure out where they can meet the students so that the police can get injured to the EMTs. No, the whole building hasn't been inspected and declared safe. We're not going to wait that long. We don't need to wait that long. We can't wait that long. We waited nearly an hour at Sandy Hook. We've learned better. And as you pointed out before the break, hey, some of these kids could be critical. And as crazy as it sounds, you might, it's not only rural schools. It might be a school where, oh, the hospital isn't that far away. But if it's a metropolitan school, traffic might be such you can't get there from here at morning rush hour. So now we need to life flight them. Okay, how do we sterilize the it is as much for the first responders to work through the logistics. Where do we park? Where could we put an aircraft? How would we sterilize that area so a life flight could land? Where would we put patients to have them ready for life flight to, so that they're not in rotor wash, you know, all those things, so that everybody knows their role to play and isn't trying to fumble through it when seconds count.
I just wonder about that. And I mean, the other thing is, what exactly, like with a fire drill, you know,
right.
I was not a part of the generation that had to duck and cover. Were you? You weren't,
yeah.
Were you? You were? Okay.
Yeah. Elementary school. That
okay.
We pretty much got over that by junior high.
Wasn't it a little daunting to think, well, in case of nuclear war, we're going to duck under our desks? Did that give you pause as a child?
Not a bit.
Okay.
Not a bit. A teacher I had great affection for said, do this. Yes, ma'am. Why are we doing that? Flying glass. Sounds great. I have no idea why glass flies. You know, I was just a kid. Didn't matter a bit to me.
So if you could weather nuclear war drills and I could weather fire drills, which I'm sure you had to weather fire drills as well.
Sure.
Why would we be concerned about the trauma that a child might go through with an active shooter drill?
I think what we're seeing are two things. Some people want to claim there is nothing we could do, and therefore there's nothing they should do. The equivalent of the police are here to protect us. You and I know, and isn't that interesting? The policemen who like us, Bill, and the few that like me, say, Rob, you need to stay safe until I get there. And that's very different from, oh, the police are there to protect us. They know they're not going to be there in time. 16 seconds was too long in this latest case. It has to be hard for a policeman to say, as brave as I am, I can't save your kids. You have to do that until I get there. That takes some humility. And politicians, of course, have no need for humility.
Yes, that's very true. That's very true.
They're going to propose more background checks. This kid didn't buy the weapon. He was 16. 16-year-olds can't buy. I don't know that any state will let a 16-year-old have a handgun, let alone California.
No, none of them will.
Right.
None of them will. Isn't it 21 for a handgun?
In California, it is now.
It's 21 in South Carolina for a handgun. I'm sure it's 21 everywhere. I thought that was a federal thing anyway. I thought it was 18 for long guns and 21 for handguns. I may be wrong about that.
Now, see, and this is part of the crazy gun control magic in some states. There's a huge difference between physical possession and ownership. Because there are lots of 14, 15, 16-year-olds who go, Mom, Dad, you shoot three gun or any other competition, I want to go do that too. Oh, in California, son or daughter, you're not allowed to touch a firearm because you're not, quote, old enough. What? And yet, we just had an example in one of our self-defense stories where an 18-year-old girl, home alone, boy, do I want her to have access to the family defense rifle, please.
Especially if you've taken her out and she has shot it.
Right, if she feels comfortable with it. So and on the other hand, at your range, are there the gun kids? I used to shoot IDPA and there was this little, I mean, when I first saw her, I think she was probably 8. By the time I left, she was probably 12 or 14. I see Facebook pictures from her dad now, and you go, I said, do you have ear protection? She goes, in my shooting bag, you silly old man. The silly old man she did with facial expressions. Infinitely squared away, absolutely comfortable around firearms. You know, they'd shoot one of the stages with a 22 at the end of the competition. It was wonderful to see.
we don't, the range I'm going to right now is sort of private, so unless he invites the gun kids there, there's no gun kids. So.
Right
now, I don't, I don't have the luxury or the worry of people to my left or my right when I'm shooting. Right now.
Right.
That's
right.
Like everything else, that's subject to change.
Well, isn't that a great? I just took someone who said, "Hey, let's go practice," and we had a bay to ourselves. So we got to do all the things you can't do in a square range.
Right.
Here, let's draw and turn. Here, draw and back up. Here, draw and engage multiple targets. Here, draw and put this target between you and the other bad guys. Use this as concealment. And you realize, very simple. It's not ninja stuff. Closer to real world. Not a shoot house, but the closest we could do on a bay at short notice. And, wow, if you get that opportunity and someone will let you come shoot with them like that, take it. You'll learn so much. The advantage is it's done one at a time.
Yeah.
It's not really competition side by side. So you can take it at your own speed.
Well, as usual, I do appreciate you taking the time to join me this evening.
Pleasure's mine, Bill. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to hit hour number two, and of course we'll be joined by, because we're normal this week for a change, and we're going to be joined by editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman. That's next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.